Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced former U.S. Army Sergeant Robert Bergdahl, who was court-martialed in 2017 after being accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members, has filed a civil lawsuit in an attempt to overturn his conviction. The court filing, submitted Wednesday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, names the defendants as President Trump and the late U.S. Senator John McCain. At his sentencing hearing, Bergdahl had requested a dishonorable discharge. Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. Italy's Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, erupted on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police are reporting at least 8 people were injured after shots rang out in the city's Fern Rock section Wednesday afternoon.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw said most of the victims were in stable condition, and a 71-year-old man was in critical condition. Life expectancy in America has taken a downward trend. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Recent hacks into federal government computers was far worse than reported. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Experts have described the hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers of the company, including the U.S. government. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A supply chain attack on Microsoft Cloud Services provided the attackers with the conduit to breach their victims. Atlanta, Georgia officials are telling basketball fans to stay away. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Doing fine. Sharing heavy hearts with conservatives around the country for the passing of a giant among men and women, I would say. Rush Limbaugh passed yesterday at the age of 70, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We knew it was coming. We knew the diagnosis was bad. Anyone that has been listening to his show in the past year understood that he was gone more than he really was on air. And I have to tell you, you know, I grew up, every time I would, you know, jump in the car, from school, Rush Limbaugh would be on my dad or my mom's radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I really grew up with him. My dad texted me yesterday and said, I've been listening to Rush for 30 years. I feel like a dear friend, has died.
Right.
And, these were the sentiments I heard from many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Twitter and watching kind of the social medias, and just the outpouring of love outweighed the outpouring of hate.
Mm-hmm.
And the left really exposes themselves for exactly who they are when you compare how the right reacted to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing. Now, let me tell you, I thought Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an awful human being.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly prayed for her to rest in peace while her acolytes were telling her to rest in power, which I thought was disgusting. But then you look at the left's reaction to Rush's death, and they wanted him to rest in something that rhymes with hiss.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they were cheering. And so, you know, this is kind of the depravity of the left in death, specifically when a 70-year-old man dies of cancer.
Right.
And that's how you look at it. For those who didn't like him, you don't have to like them like I didn't like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm.
But we certainly hold ourselves to a different standard when it comes to the passing of either a friend or a foe.
Right. Well, we're all going through this journey of life, Megan.
Right.
Look at doing the best we can. I really want to think the best of my fellow man, that they're doing the best that they can. You know, there's laws, there's a constitution in such to where, you know, under the concept of e pluribus unum, that we will arrive at a common point that is good for all concerned. That is the ideal of the U.S. Constitution. But when you have rhetoric that's been allowed to fly so loose and then cancel the other side's heart in the process, I mean, this is very dangerous because we're rendering ourselves, as Jordan Peterson said, this is a self-inflicted wound of stupidity that we're thrusting upon ourselves. And it makes me sad for our fellow men that we would be so uncivil. You know, I'll tell you, my grandmother would have a way of looking at you when you were doing, you know, stupid things. And you better get it corrected quick. If you didn't, then, you know, it was off with the slipper, the chancla that we said, and that would go flying over your head to kind of get your attention. And God forbid that she'd be rolling tortillas at the time because she didn't bother to bend down and get her chancla. At that point, it was the rolling pin that came flying at you. That was the good old days when grandmas could throw rolling pins and not be arrested.
That's right. And in the good old days, I have to just share with your audience just a personal experience that they would actually benefit from if they listened or watched Rush Limbaugh's keynote address to not only CPAC in 2009, but to the world, because it was a nationally televised. It was his first time that he was able to address the national public televised, you know, outside of his show, of course. But this was a very large opportunity for him, and it was 2009, and he was closing out CPAC, and I had gotten to the room about 8 or 9 hours before. I was like the first one in the door because I wanted to sit front row.
Right.
And I had specifically gone to CPAC. That was the first time ever in 2009. But when I saw that he was keynote, I just had to go.
Yes.
And so I went alone, and I met some people that also had gotten there early, and we were playing tag team so we could save our front row seat.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so over the 8 hours, I mean, we had to, you know, eat and use the restroom, et cetera. That speech was typical Rush, but he talked for an hour and a half. He was the longest to ever speak as a keynote speaker. And in typical Rush fashion, he was concise, he was clear, and he had a way of defining what the conservative movement was and who a conservative movement was or is in such simple terms. And he basically opened up with a couple jokes, but after that he started off with, let me tell you who conservatives are. We conservatives love people. We love the individual. We love the human being. We don't see people, Americans, as groups. We see them as a person, and we want them to succeed.
Yes.
And it was so simple and so uplifting and so true. Because we hold individuals in such high regard. We value life. That's why we are a pro-life, largely pro-life movement. That's the cornerstone of our belief system. And it is just, and you have to, if you haven't seen it, Bill, it's literally 90 minutes. It's going to go by so fast.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, no, I was watching some highlights yesterday to recall that, and I'd seen it before. And, you know, laughingly, he says, yeah, I've gone only an hour over my allotted time. You know,
right, so, and he did.
Yeah.
Yes. And David Keene, who was chairman, was getting really nervous because he thought that the Marriott, who was hosting the whole event, was going to start charging him extra because
he's overtime.
So, yeah, it was a fantastic fantastic rush. It was the pinnacle rush.
Yeah. Well, our heart yesterday, I mean, obviously, we knew this was coming, and it was drawing near, and we knew that any moment we would hear the news. And his wife, Catherine, broke the news yesterday, and, you know, on his show. And, boy, to have the courage to do that, I mean, gosh, I'll tell you, I know for those that were listening, there was not a dry eye, so to speak, as they say. But for Catherine and for his brother David and his family, you know, our prayers go to the Limbaugh family. We are a grateful nation. We are a grateful movement. We're grateful people who can appreciate a giant among men who was here with us and with him, you know, as he goes. The legacy for conservatism and the things that he espoused all these years, they will continue, Megan Barth. They will continue.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. We were just saying, you know, the difference between the left and the right is a smile. Or a lack thereof. It is, you know, as Megan said, it's what's in your heart, and this is what it's all about. I mean, this is what Rush was all about. This is, you know, Ronald Reagan, other conservatives, other people that looked out for their fellow man. That you know, we want it to go well for everyone, really, and all that that represents. It's not about power and control. It's not about taking credit. It's about you, the individual, rising to your God-given height that God had destined for you. That's what we want. And we're blessed to have a country and a constitution that affords us, that codifies that opportunity. But if we are going to be lawless, then we're going to ignore such codification at our own peril, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think I mentioned last week on your show, and if not, it was another show, but I said the rise of incivility is directly related and correlated to the rise of censorship. You know, I was raised at a time, a little younger than you, Bill, but raised at a time where actually open debate was encouraged in classrooms, a difference of opinion was actually encouraged and not and not silenced.
Yes.
And not muzzled. And what we found, what you find through debate is you find, sometimes you find common ground, mm-hmm. but you hope for understanding. And so what the left has done now through censorship, is not only silenced dissent, but they've also, you know, ignited really, what we see, specifically in the inner cities, what the left like to call a summer of love, was actually a summer of rioting and violence and dozens of people dead and billions of dollars of damage. You know, many of the people that were taking to the streets, they not necessarily are these leftist agitators, right? Some of them, and I talked to them actually in D.C. when they were rioting after Trump was inaugurated. I talked to some of the younger white kids that were trying to cover their faces and harassed, you know, older people walking down the street. They simply were just lost, and they didn't really understand, and they hadn't had a conversation with someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I had a conversation with a couple of them, and we actually gained an understanding.
Right. Well, you see, that's what conversation, communication, debate does. It does make you smarter. And if you ignore that and you want to go with a cancel culture, you're opening the door to a new dark age, aren't you?
Well, and we witnessed, I would say, the precipice of this dark age. And that was this last summer, the months and months and months of rioting, and also the Black Lives Matter movement all of a sudden being mainstreamed, even though they are admitted revolutionary Marxists. The two founders of the Black Lives Matter movement said that they were trained revolutionary Marxists.
Right.
So the ideology of the Democrat Party has kind of shifted. I've always said that there was a leftist, communist, Marxist streak in the Democrat Party, but they didn't hold power. Now they hold power, and we're seeing the destruction of a historical violent movement, which is socialism and communism. You know, communism doesn't happen at the ballot box. Communism happens through force.
Exactly.
And fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people were talking about election fraud, even when those people have been silenced off Twitter, silenced mm-hmm. off the mainstream. Mike Lindell is a very good example of that, simply because he just wants to talk about fraud in the election. Coles won't carry his pillows.
I know it's ridiculous. You can't even bring it up. But you see, going back to your earlier point, this is the First Amendment. We lose the First Amendment, we lose our freedom, because all the other amendments, everything else, is all, you know, it's all established off our First Amendment, and that's what's being attacked. That's why it is so important for the left to take it out and to cancel it. This has been, as progressives do, they move the ball down the field an inch at a time. And here we are now at a point in time that we thought we would never be there. And now what's the next thing after the First Amendment? The Second Amendment. And, of course, what we're finding out is some of the states are preempting. They're seeing what's coming, and they're saying, look it, we're going to hold our Second Amendment right, and look what happened in Missouri.
Exactly. Missouri is one of the states, and Alabama is shortly to follow. And Alabama also is acting more reactively instead of proactively of defending girls' sports. Missouri passed a bill to protect the Second Amendment. Alabama has just, I believe, passed a bill protecting girls' sports that basically says, however you were born and whatever your birth certificate says, is what sport you're going to play in.
Right.
Doesn't matter how you identify. If you've got a beard and you're 16 and all of a sudden you want to be called Martha, doesn't matter, Martha. You're still going to play on the men's team if you want to play sports. And it's unfortunate that we have to get to this place, but this is exactly how federalism works, whereby the states actually are the ones with the power, and the federal government cannot force the states to act accordingly, specifically on executive orders. Executive orders aren't laws. One of the first executive orders that Joe Biden signed was the elimination of girls' sports. It was for the, 1% of the transgender people that live in this country. 1%.
I mean, we got big problems like COVID, but we're going to focus on liberating the genders here. That's, you're talking 1% of the population, and we're going to put an executive order in that. This is amazing. You talk about the loss of priority here.
The loss of priority, but the abuse of power as well. This was simply just a political move. Joe Biden doesn't know what a transgender is. When he was asked how many genders there were, he said, well, at least three. Well, that's funny, because your party's telling me there's 72, and if I challenge them, I'm told to shut up.
Right.
So executive orders aren't laws, and states will act accordingly, according to their constituency, according to their bylaws and statutes. I'm sure there's going to be other states to follow, and that's exactly what needs to happen.
And I think this is an awakening of these states. They're realizing, that's right,
correct,
we are a republic. We do have authority. I mean, sheriffs, local sheriffs, I mean, starting with Joe Arpaio, shared something that, people saw. Well, that's right. We didn't realize the sheriff had that much. Well, yes, the sheriff does have that kind of power.
That's right. I was saying during COVID, actually, certain sheriffs, like in our rural counties here in Nevada, said that the governor can exercise all the emergency powers he wants, but if those powers are unconstitutional, I'm not enforcing them.
Yes.
And there you go.
Well, here we are. And, of course, another EO that Biden signed was, hey, let's open up the gates. All that Donald Trump was doing to secure our border, to make sure Americans were working and they had a fair shot at it, that human trafficking was minimized, drug running, all those evil things that came with the Obama-Biden administration's policy to our southern border. Now Biden, we missed those days. We got to have those back. And, of course, the minority communities and people of color are freaking out because with the gates being opened up, this is going to be a disaster, because it's not like these people, that are coming across the border from Central America, it's not like they're going to camp out, next door to Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco, are they?
Well, no, and they're releasing an immediate 25,000 aliens that have been held in Mexico under President Trump's agreement with the Mexican leader and his directive. And they're just shuffling off to San Diego and to El Paso, Texas, and they're not required to get COVID tests. upon entry. They're not required to show their papers, like many of us are going to be forced to show our vaccination papers, which I won't have. Mm-hmm. But then Joe Biden, you know, made a gaffe. He exposed his true colors. He exposed the systemic racism, as they like to say, of the Democrat Party, as a matter of fact. And that's when he was talking to CNN the other night, and
We gotta go. Megan Barr, thank you.
By IBM. A new IBM study of 3,000 CEOs across nearly 50 countries reveals how CEOs are navigating this moment of upheaval. Surveyed CEOs see the remote anywhere workplace as a top challenge looking ahead. Outperforming leaders are relentlessly focused on their people's well-being, even at the cost of profitability. This is critical since one in four employees IBM surveyed reported they plan to change employers in 2021, citing the need for more flexible work schedule or location as a top reason why. Also, CEOs named technology and regulatory factors as the top external forces that will affect their business going forward. Jesus Mantis, Senior Managing Partner, IBM Global Business Services, says,
"The pandemic has challenged leaders to reset and focus on what's truly essential, especially their people. The anywhere workforce requires company leaders to provide agile technology, adopt more empathetic leadership models that prioritize employee well-being, and to champion flexible and inclusive cultures in order to thrive."
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced former U.S. Army Sergeant Robert Bergdahl, who was court-martialed in 2017 after being accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members, has filed a civil lawsuit in an attempt to overturn his conviction. The court filing, submitted Wednesday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, names the defendants as President Trump and the late U.S. Senator John McCain. At his sentencing hearing, Bergdahl had requested a dishonorable discharge. Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. Italy's Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, erupted on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. And we're going to talk about cold and flu season, because obviously it's converging with the COVID-19 pandemic right now. And many are seeking advice on the best ways to protect themselves and their loved ones. While everyone should be following standard infection prevention protocols, such as, you know, proper hand washing and social distancing, it's also important to understand how to best protect one another from the spread of germs, including where and when to disinfect in the home and maintaining healthy habits. Board-certified physician Dr. Elon Shapiro is with us, and he's going to tell us more. Dr. Shapiro, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Bill, to be with you and with your audience.
Okay, let's talk about the cold and flu season. How is this one going to be different from other years?
Well, we have something that is actually hitting our brains, our communities, and our families, is the COVID-19. And, of course, you know, a lot of the barriers that we created has actually hindered a lot of the influenza and common cold colds, but they are still out there. Then, even though they, we're not seeing them, they are still looking around. They haven't stopped working.
Right. Well, that's the one thing we've noticed, too, Dr. Shapiro, is that we're not hearing a lot of numbers, a lot of flu numbers, hearing a lot of COVID numbers. But nonetheless, that's an excellent point. The fact of the matter is that flu's not going to go away. It's still there. We just now have to, you know, up our game. And I think this past year has been advantageous and beneficial for all of us because, you know, hey, look, we're finally doing what Grandma told us to do, right? You got to wash your hands. Don't be drinking out of other people's cups. Just do some common sense, you know, self-protection, right?
Completely. And one of the things that we have seen a lot is the power of hygiene and the power of creating barriers between us and the bacteria and viruses that are around us. One of the things that I can tell you for sure that me, you know, like I have seen, you know, and I see a lot on the office that people are, you know, more aware or where they are actually putting their hands, how they are cleaning stuff. And those things, I think, that should be carried for the next, you know, following decades and years.
Exactly.
Because that's actually the way that we protect our communities, our families, and most importantly, you know, our loved ones.
Yes. Well, and some of these habits are hard. I got to tell you, I don't know what it is about me, but I have a hard time keeping my hands off of my face. What is it? I mean, even though I've been more conscientious than ever. So, you know, it can be a little tough. We're getting through this process. And I just want to encourage people that good, you know, hygiene practices, in some cases, it might take us a little bit more time, but don't get frustrated. Don't give up. You know, you got to continue to do those right and reasonable things. Dr. Shapiro, help us understand the symptoms, the difference between the flu and COVID-19.
One of the most common, it's one of the things that we have all in our brains. One of the things that we need to be putting out there is that at the beginning, they look the same. You know, the runny nose, the fever, the malaise, but there's two things that are very common that we see in COVID-19. And those are, you know, that when you lose the sense of smell and taste, they're very peculiar for COVID-19. And of course, if you have the history of being exposed, or someone in your family has it, or a coworker, then, you know, that helps the game for that. And that's when we need to start triggering the ideas if we need to do the, you know, the testing or not. But, you know, one of the things that I recommend strongly is making sure that, you know, no matter what, if you're getting close to cold or COVID-19, is making sure that you're disinfecting the areas that you have around you. Because that way, actually, you create a barrier between you and all the, you know, not only COVID-19, but other things that are lurking around us to be attacked with.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. Explain to the audience the difference between cleaning, sanitizing, and disinfecting, and why they are important to practice.
Completely. You know, one of the things that we do, for example, on a Sunday is that part of cleaning. That's when you actually remove dust and you start cleaning, you know, the surfaces, and you're scrubbing, and that's kind of the Sunday energy burst of cleaning. You have another thing that is called sanitizing. That's when you're actually reducing the bacteria that you can actually identify in certain products. And especially, you know, like for surfaces and laundry, that's where you clean you're actually sanitizing your towels, your beddings, and that way you can actually start like cleaning that part. And of course, the disinfecting part. That's when you're actually destroying or inactivating the bacteria and viruses around you. And most importantly, you're actually using your product label for hard non-porous surfaces that can actually be used on those areas that we use a lot. Like the doorknobs, light switches, and of course, yeah, our keys and other places that we actually use a lot, they can be kind of the beautiful transport for germs and things that we do not want to be touched by our families. It's very important, and I can tell you for sure as a physician and as a father, that I do not want to bring any type of special presence home. And one of the things that I do for sure is making sure that I'm doing all the public health department suggestions, making sure that I'm cleaning my hands, the distancing and everything else. But also I make sure that, you know, all the things that I can actually disinfect with EPA products that are approved, like the one from Clorox, I put, you know, like on my keys, door handles and everything else that I touch. And most importantly, when I go home, and my daughter actually laughs a lot with this one, I use like a little bag and I put my stuff there and I end up entering home with shorts, and she thinks that I should work with shorts, but all my stuff that I was using in the clinic, it stays out there until I start like sanitizing it.
Yeah, this really makes sense because, you know, as you say, you know, some of these things we just have taken for granted. You know, we'll go to work, we come home, we don't think about, you know, what happens in the environment and what we bring into the home. Again, we just have to, you know, think about this for just a moment and use some common sense on how we can prevent the spread of germs among family members, especially if you have someone at home who's at risk that's, 65 and older, you know, then we have to be especially careful, right?
Completely with you. And right now, Bill, one of the things that we have is that we have a lot of family members living at home, you know, grandma, grandpa, our little ones. And, of course, you know, we need to make sure that we are protecting absolutely everybody inside of our homes. Mm-hmm. And part of this is making sure that, you know, that we continue doing social distancing and all the rules that we already know. And most importantly, if anybody's sick, making sure that we're quarantining, you know, the family. But it's very important to make sure that we're disinfecting communal spaces, such as tubs, kitchen, sink, toilets, and faucets. And that way, you know, you can actually use Clorox disinfecting bleach solutions, and that actually can prevent the spread of germs to high-risk family members. In this way, we are caring for everybody else, and we are making sure that we are creating that barrier between us and sickness.
Well, Dr. Ilan Shapiro's passion has always been, as you can tell, to convert health information into action, improving the well-being of our communities. He's born and raised in Mexico City, had the honor of being the liaison between Mexico and the World Health Organization after finishing medical school. So this has been a passion of your life, and boy, I'm so glad that we've had you on the show today because it encourages everybody that, look, it's been, you know, for some, this has been a hard-fought battle. It's been going on for just about a year now, and we have to stay vigilant, don't we, Dr. Shapiro?
Bill, completely. One of the things that I'm sharing with everybody is that we need to start vaccinating everybody against fear with a dose of truth, and right now empowering our communities and our families to actually make sure that we're having, you know, those type of things that create a barrier between us and being sick, especially right now with the pandemic and everything that's happening around us. And, you know, it's very important to continue doing that part. And, you know, I strongly recommend if they have any questions and stuff like that, we have a website that I can gladly share. And that way, you know, they can go there and then you have questions about how to clean and how to protect their families with this type of solutions, that's something that we can do.
Yeah, especially, and I like the way you presented, you know, the three-part approach, you know, to cleaning, sanitizing, and disinfecting. So great information that you shared with us this morning. Even more information, and if you want to be reminded, go to the website. Dr. Shapiro, remind everybody that website that they can go to.
Of course, it's Clorox.com, and they have information there. And Bill, thank you so much for sharing this amazing information, because I think that little things can make a huge difference. And we already know that when we create more barriers, the safer our families are and the faster we start healing our communities.
Without a doubt, Dr. Ilan Shapiro, we're on the same team together, doctor, so I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, take care.
God bless you.
God bless you. Board-certified physician, Dr. Ilan Shapiro.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it.
You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, as always. Dr. Ted Baer is with us now, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
I'm doing great because I'm talking to you. That makes the day better.
Hey, you always bless me, and I appreciate you so much. I can't even express how I look forward to our conversations every week. We have a bit of a heavy heart. The fraternity of broadcasters, you know, talk show hosts around the country, conservatives, of heavy heart with the announcement of the passing of a giant, Rush Limbaugh.
Well, most of us knew Rush Limbaugh. I mean, that's what you did when you were in a small circle of people, right. Radio and television. And he was always commendatory about Movie Guide and a friend. And positive, not close friend, not like you, Bill, because you're a close friend.
That's very kind.
Just because I talked to you on the phone once week. But anyway, you know, Rush changed radio. I mean, I remember, and I can tell you some good friends of ours who were in the radio business when everybody said, because I've been on, you know, the head of a big organization that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television, all of that time in the 70s and up to the 80s, they said radio was dying. It got a boost with country music, and then country music started to dwindle, and a couple of friends of mine who own stations devoted to country music. You know, everything goes up and down. But they said radio is dead. You know, you've got everything else. You've got the Internet. and there was this voice in Sacramento that changed radio. It was Rush Limbaugh. He changed it from being a song networks and everything else that was out there. Some of my favorites,
yes,
in New York and elsewhere, and some of my favorite hosts, still some of my favorite hosts, but he changed it to talk, and he was fascinating. I'd go up to Sacramento and I'd be speaking at a church or something, and there was Rush on the air, and you couldn't stop listening to him, and he just got better and better throughout his career.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you think, Dr. Ted, here AM radio was dying. My father-in-law was an owner of AM radio at the time and was all participating in the death, so to speak, of FM. AM radio, because you had the rise of FM at the same time converging on the scene. And he basically single-handedly saved AM radio. And you think of the millions of dollars that he put in the pockets of the station owners and even these mega owners that ended up, coming about.
Well, it's a brilliant thing that he did, but it always tells you that just when you count a medium out, the medium provides access, and all it has to do is be reinvented. And there's several mediums that have been reinvented, and several media. And I'm just, but he's the sort of the guy who was the pathfinder. He found the path, and then built the network, and he made a place for you and all of us out there.
Exactly. No, eternally grateful, and our prayers of comfort, are with his wife and his family, his brother David, who's been on the show. I've been privileged to speak with David on several occasions. And, this was something, we knew, I think since early in the month when he stopped broadcasting altogether. And then we got a couple of messages from Snerdly, and, you sense that, it was imminent. And, of course, the news, has been revealed, and his wife, Catherine, had announced on the show on Wednesday, hours after the death of his passing there in Palm Beach, Florida, not too far from where we are. So, prayers for the Limbaugh family. And again, thank you, Ted, for your commentary and insight and your experience with this giant of broadcasting whose shoes will not be easily filled.
No. And they don't have to be, because God will raise somebody else up who will do it differently in another, maybe another media, but God will raise people up. And the nice thing is that Rush, toward the end of his life, really discovered how much he loved Jesus and Christianity and church. He went through a long character arc. You could make a great movie about him if we weren't canceling his culture.
Well, maybe not now, maybe down the road as we get to that point of, reason, if we can find this once again by God's will. Ted, I want to talk about an article that you have in Movie Guide about Snapchat and the lack of accountability and what they're doing to our kids. Explain to our audience, if you would.
Well, this is a problem with a lot of social media, but Snapchat was started for children. It was started for teens and young children, and it was started under as called Peekaboo, which is a very childish name, in 2011, and it's become a tremendous vehicle for children. Most parents, most families, I bet you're not on Snapchat, and I'm not either.
No.
There you go. But it has become so indoctrinating. One of the things that we say in the article is that it talks about one person who says, I helped my daddy transition into a woman, and polymorphous family won't reveal the father, and trans parents won't gender their children, and we're judged allowing, this is pure propaganda, hour after hour, day after day, and children, get attracted to this because it was designed for children, and it's very, very sad. So if you don't think that the church needs to regain the next generation, one of the problems we see today with whatever your political views are is that we've lost our standards. To be a great politician or a great statesman, you got to have a moral compass. I don't care whether you're Theodore Roosevelt or whichever side you want to take. You've got to have a strong moral compass. And the people today don't have it because you've got things like Snapchat that are confusing kids tremendously. And they're setting them up for this gigantic Planned Parenthood organization to make money off of them doing transitions, which has become its new money-making vehicle. So somebody has to take Snapchat down. And I just wish I've been trying to promote this for years, Bill, and you have too. Yeah. But many years ago, a senator contacted me, Jesse Helms, who had been in radio before Rush and everybody, and he said, CBS is for sale. Why don't we buy it? So I contacted a few of my friends. You have the same friends who are who are extremely well off. And they said, no, we can't do that. And, you know, it was bought by one of the most nefarious, mean-spirited, sexually perverse people in the country in Boston. And he took CBS from Walter Cronkite down the primrose path. And this has happened. Right now, MGM's up for sale. But I don't see any conservatives trying to buy MGM. Twitter was up for sale a couple of years ago. What if we had owned Twitter during this election? Mm-hmm. And if we're going to just roll over and play dead, and the truth about it is I understand, because most people who are conservative are running small businesses, and I love them. And they're running restaurants that are being put out of business, and they're not the people in the mega social media category, or they're in hard industry. So somehow we've got to open their eyes that the media is so important. What you do with this program is so important to reach people and help people know what the true story is behind the scenes. And if we take, if we don't support you and the other media and Movie Guide, et cetera, we're just going to roll over and play dead.
Well, last time I checked, our Father in Heaven owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And if he deems it to be so, he will redirect the funds to where righteousness can reign in the media. I mean, for the sake of the next generation, what's happening with Snapchat, what's happening with big tech and the indoctrination and propagandizing of our children and our culture, we cannot continue. And that has been my daily prayer, I've got to tell you, almost every day, Dr. Ted, is that God's righteousness would reign. This is an abomination to him, the way this our culture has been taken over. I mean, this is his own creation that's being compromised right now by the hands of these technocrats.
That's true. So we need to pray that Jesus will raise up men of worth who will help and make this happen, because God uses us as our his hands and our feet and our mouth.
Yes.
That's what he's using you for right now.
Well, he's been using all of us, you know, Ted, and, you know, Movie Guide, the people that associate. But this is a time where good people have to take a stand. And having done all to stand, we got to keep standing and not allow to be allow ourselves to be intimidated by the cancel culture. And I see this. I see it across the country. It is not quite come together in such. We've got little bonfires, as I say, even like with the revivals, we've got little bonfires that are going on. But those sparks have to connect in such a way to where we have a definitive pushback on this, to where reason can reign once again. I want to talk. We've only got about a minute and a half left, and I did want to touch on, you know, Shaun the Sheep. He's 26 years old, huh?
Yeah, Shaun the Sheep, and when they started, you know, they did some great, great movies, and I interviewed them because that's what we do at Movie Guide, and, you know, they always put a church in there, Shaun the Sheep, Farmageddon, they've got a church in there. I used to put Chicken Run with Mel Gibson, just had a tremendous amount of Christian content. They've had a tremendous amount of, so I asked them, are you Christian? And they said yes, and you know, they're Anglican, but they were forthright about it. And I think that's one of the things that has made them so successful.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, has been with us. Check out the website to be in the flow of the know. We've got other reviews there, including the movie about the SEAL team, Rules of Engagement. The website, Movie Guide.
Directed by a friend of mine. So there are good people in Hollywood. Don't throw them all under the bus.
Yeah.
Okay, God bless.
It's all right there. God bless, Dr. Ted. Take care. MovieGuide.org, that's where you want to go.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid?